This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Senate candidates had their final debate last night. The two argued over whether Republicans or Democrats are to blame for Congress not passing another coronavirus aid package. Former Governor John Hickenlooper continued to tie Senator Cory Gardner to President Trump, while Gardner attacked Hickenlooper for his record on ethics. Those exchanges led the moderator to ask,
"You two disagree on a lot of different things, but I'm curious whether you believe that your opponent here is a moral and ethical man. Mr. Gardner, do you believe that of Mr. Hickenlooper?"
"Well, thank you. I have grave concern with Governor Hickenlooper."
"It's a yes or no question, sir.
I have grave concern about his contempt, how he can stand in front of us and say there are only two charges."
"We're not going to filibuster the
91.
Yes or no. Thank you. Mr. Hickenlooper, do you believe that Mr. Gardner is a moral and ethical man?"
"Yes."
When asked if they believe President Trump is moral and ethical, Hickenlooper said no. Gardner said yes, but added that Trump could better communicate with the American people. A pair of environmental groups say it's time Colorado close its only oil and gas refinery. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Suncor Energy operates the refinery in Commerce City, just north of Denver. The facility is a large source of greenhouse gases and has a history of pollution violations. The neighborhood around Suncor is also largely Latinx and low income. If Colorado wants to meet its commitments on climate change and environmental justice, two groups now say Suncor has to go. A letter from Wild Earth Guardians and 350 Colorado demand the state close the facility by the end of 2025. The company did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Colorado's Air Quality Control Commission will consider the proposal next month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A former candidate for Idaho governor has been indicted in the murder of John L. Matthews, a 12-year-old Greeley girl who went missing in 1984. John L. vanished after a holiday concert last year, and a construction crew discovered her remains. This is CPR News.